so. Ironically, today's news media would have us believe that our modern era is the warmest it has ever been. Clearly, that is not true. History tells us otherwise. The Vikings established cities and settlements all across Europe, much as the Greeks had done in an earlier era. The Vikings did not so much create an empire as they instead created influence. Though the Normans of Normandy conquered the land of northern France, they adopted the language of the locals. Even so, they gave part of their own Scandinavian language to the locals. Later, when the Normans crossed the English Channel, they did the same, adopting the language of the locals but adding it to their own Norman French, already flavoured with its Norse influences. Like their sagas and heroes, the Norse gods were also a rough-and-tumble group of individuals with strong character and human frailties. This book is divided into two main parts. The first will tackle the heroes, their sagas, and history. In the second part of the book, we will peer into the heart of Norse religious myth. Part 1. Heroes and Sagas. 12 Winters of Grief for Hrothgar, King of the Danes. Sorrow heaped at his door, by hell-forged hands, his misery leaped. The seas was told and sung in all men's ears. Beowulf, an English epic tale set in Scandinavia.